This is Twit.
All right, here it is. I've been waiting with bated breath, and Dell got this to me about a week sooner than they said they would.
Wow.
So I was really happy about this. I ordered it as soon as, almost as soon as they announced it. This is the new Dell XPS 13. Now, what's interesting about this? Well, there are a few things. First of all, they announced it at CES. Let me just log into this, and I'm using Windows 8, so you'll see Windows 8 screens on here. In fact, let me go to the Windows 8 tile menu because you'll recognize that right away. There you go. A couple of things about this. Let me also turn it up because we're in bright lights here, so you want to get as bright as you can to see how great this screen looks. This is a Broadwell-based chip. So that's the fifth generation Intel cores. I got the i5. Broadwell is a TOC in the Intel TikTok cycle. In other words, it's not particularly faster, but they're doing a new 14 nanometer process. It's a much more small chip, which means it's more energy efficient, better battery life. We're going to see Broadwell on a lot of laptops, but so far it's this Dell and a Lenovo laptop that are the first to come out with the Broadwell chips, and it's only the mobile parts that are out now. Broadwell on desktop is still a little bit of a ways away. So I wanted to see Broadwell, but I also was very intrigued by this. And I'm calling it Infinity Screen. I've seen other people call it that, too. Look how small the bezels are on this screen. This is a 13-inch. And by the way, I got the QHD, the high-definition screen. 13-inch screen in essentially a laptop that is the size of an 11-inch. So that's the same size as a, say, MacBook Air 11-inch, even a little lighter, 2.6 pounds, but with a full 13-inch screen. And I think that's a great combination. You might ask, why, Leo, did you get the QHD screen instead of the 1080p? You'll get a lot better battery life on the 1080p. This QHD screen's only giving me about 6 hours per charge. Let me see if I can get it right there so you can see it. But I wanted touch. I'm kind of the opinion that you need touch to use Windows 8. I may have been wrong on that because, like a lot of manufacturers now, they do use the trackpad to give you things like you swipe in from this side and you'll get the swipe in from this side, you get the charms bar. A lot of the touch stuff, swipe in from the left side and, well, maybe it's not working all that. See, I find touching so much easier. If you swipe in from the left side, you'll get the previous apps screen. Some of the things that you would do in a touch menu work pretty well on the trackpad. Nevertheless, I feel it's easier just to tap things, to touch things. So I wanted the touch screen. For that, you have to get the QHD. You sacrifice. It costs more. You do get more RAM in there. But you also have to use the high-res screen, and you get worse battery life. So it's kind of a trade-off. This was as equipped with 8 gigs of RAM, the i5 processor, and a 128-gig SSD. It was about $1,150. They range in price from about $1,000 to about $1,300, depending on how you're equipping it at Dell. Dell does not give you the choices. You know, a lot of times you go to the Dell site, you can configure it like crazy. Dell doesn't really give you that many choices on this. For instance, I wasn't able to get a signature version. It does have some Dell stuff on it. Not bad, though. It has McAfee. Uninstalled it. No problem. It has that Dell store on it. Uninstalled it. No problem. So it's a pretty clean version of Windows, even with the stuff. There's a few things like the Amazon app and the Kindle app. Obviously, Amazon made a deal with them. I don't mind having it there. The translator, the register my device, my Dell and Dell backup recovery. That's it. So it's a fairly clean install. It is a beautiful screen, and I have to say that's the number one pro on this is the bezel-less screen is spectacular. It's very responsive with touch. I also like, and I don't think this was immediately apparent from reading the specs, this is kind of a rubberized texture on the wrist rest and the keyboard, and I find that very comfortable. This is a very nicely designed machine with the aluminum top and bottom. Look at this. This is kind of funny. Remember, Dell always puts the Dell tracking ID and the Windows and the Windows serial number on the bottom, but they tend to rub off there. So now they put a little hatch, and it's underneath the hatch. That's cute. But it adds to the overall design. Sound is excellent on this. We were playing. In fact, let me see if I can pull it up here. We were playing earlier a little bit of music on this. And while it's not going to replace your stereo system, for watching YouTube videos, I think it's just fine. Let me find out. What was that I was playing?
Darude Sandstorm.
Yeah. Don't you like that? Sandstorm's a great song, and we're going to take you back to the year 2000 here and rock the house. This is the 10-hour version, in case you are in a hurry. We'll play this off YouTube so you can see also how good the video looks on this thing. That's not a very good... That's like a VHS tape.
It's definitely got volume.
And this is turned all the way up. Keyboard excellent on this, by the way. Very typable. Good travel on the keys. It is a soft touch keyboard, but I still think just a very easy type of keyboard. I also like the trackpad. I think it was good. See, that sounds okay. Don't you think that sounds good?
Oh, I'm sorry, Leo. I was rocking out.
You were dancing. Battery life would be better if you got the 1080p screen, but 5 or 6 hours is pretty good for something this light and portable and that high quality of a screen. So I'm happy with that. Speed, it's fast. It's a speed demon, as you would expect. The Broadwell chip adds about 5% in performance, but also SSD, 8 gigs of RAM. You're talking a pretty speedy machine. The only con I could find in the whole thing, it's running Windows 8. What a bummer, man.
Well, you could put Windows 10 on there.
You know what? This is going to be a great Windows 10. I really like, so far, what I've seen on the Windows 10 technical preview, and I feel like this is going to be a great Windows 10 machine. In fact, that was the thing that put me over the top. I felt like, well, yeah, it's Windows 8 for now, but I'll be able to put Windows 8.1, I should say, but I'll be able to put Windows 8 on that. And you know, I don't even run that tile menu. I keep the app menu. I'm one of them old school guys. I boot into the desktop. This is pretty much, it's getting back to the Windows 7 days, and I look forward to Windows 10 on this. So that's facetious when I say that's a con. If you need a Windows laptop, if you want light, powerful, gorgeous screen with very little bezel, if you want a small package that packs a large screen, there really isn't anything comparable. This is a definite buy, a fabulous first Broadwell laptop from Dell. They call it the new XPS 13. You know I'm a fan of Dell machines. This one is spectacular.
I have sworn by my Acer S7. I love that Ultrabook, but this thing, it's the hotness. This really is.
My father-in-law got the S7.
Oh.
It's not as thin as the S7, but I had a pre-Haswell. I had a third-generation i7 in my
That's
S7.
That's the original
S7. I wasn't crazy about that keyboard, and I didn't upgrade to the Haswell version as you did.
Right.
I'm going every other generation, so it was time to get a new one, and this is the first with the Broadwell chipset, which I have to say is really quite nice.
It's a solid design.
The backlit keyboard, I find it a little easier to read than on the Acer, and it's so typable. I don't know how you felt about that original Acer S7. The keyboard wasn't great on that for me, but this I love. In every respect, they've done a nice job. Yeah, I mean, I'll have to see what Acer does. I'm sure they'll do a Broadwell version of the S7. Maybe I'll be sad, but for now, I'm very happy with the Dell XPS 13.